Welcome to our Spoken Web minisodes. Each month on alternate fortnights, that's every second week following the monthly Spoken Web podcast episode, join me, Hannah McGregor, and minisode host and curator Catherine McLeod for Spoken Web's Audio of the Month miniseries. We'll share with you specially curated audio clips from deep in the Spoken Web archives. This month, we are excited to share a special guest curator edition of the Spoken Web minisodes from Spoken Web postdoctoral fellow Mathieu Aubin. Without further ado, here is Catherine McLeod and Mathieu Aubin with Spoken Web's Audio of the Month, mini stories about how literature sounds.
For this audio of the month, I'd like to introduce you to a special guest who will be guiding us through a variety of recordings of Canadian sound poet Bill Bissett. Our guest is Mathieu Aubin, a Spoken Web postdoctoral fellow at Concordia University. So how did this audio of the month come about, you might ask? Well, Mathieu started by pitching an idea to the Audio of the Week series, and if you're a Spoken Web researcher and an audio clip catches your attention, please do get in touch, and your audio clip could become part of the Audio of the Week or even an Audio of the Month. Now, what was it that caught Mathieu's attention? He was conducting an oral history interview with Bill Bissett, and Bill started telling him about that time when he had dinner with the Queen. Yes, had dinner with the Queen. That caught my attention too, but to get to that part in the story, let's hear Mathieu set the scene through sound.
This month, I have the pleasure and privilege to be your Audio of the Month curator. As your curator, I'll be introducing and briefly discussing three audio clips documenting a decade in Bill Bissett's life. As you may or may not know, Bissett is a visual artist and award-winning gay poet who has published over 50 books. He was born in Halifax, Nova Scotia, November 23, 1939, and moved to Vancouver, British Columbia in 1958. There, he co-created Bloemen Magazine and Bloemen Press, which published visual, concrete, and sound poetry. Though Bissett is now an iconic poet, he faced many difficulties during the late 1960s and the 1970s. For instance, in the late 1960s, when Vancouver narcotics police officers raided countercultural communities, Bissett was arrested for possession of cannabis. We can hear about this experience in the recording of the poem, Another 100 Warrants, read during the Sir George Williams reading series on October 31st, 1969. Let's listen.
Another 100 warrants issued. Newsflash. Seven men entered a Vancouver graveyard only to disappear in a flash of white light. What's it like, oh straight person, square John, to be able to shop around, say, the three vets or the Army and Navy, without being stopped, harassed, etc. by the narcs at every turn you take? Hey, what's it like to get up in the morning, gathered, you and your friends, close ones, around the warming stove, without the RCMP crashing through the veils within the bardo of mistrust, Canada, etc.?
Experiences such as these with the Mounties and narcs were documented by other poets in Vancouver, such as Sharon Thiessen in her poem, Chrysanthemum Perfume, which is discussed by our sister podcast, Soundbox Signals, in their episode, Only the Imagination Carries Forward. Though he was freed from jail with the help of UBC English professor Warren Tallman, Bissett remained on the local police's radar. This forced him to spend many of the 1970s living in secrecy while continuing to run his Bloemen Press, publishing his work with presses such as Talon Books. In 1977, Bissett's poetry was debated in the House of Commons. A Conservative MP cited his work as evidence of the Canada Council's misuse of public funding. That year, Bissett's Canada Council funding was heavily reduced, causing members of Vancouver's literary community to come together and defend their friend. In last month's Audio of the Week post titled Bill Bissett on Sakiva UTV, September 1978, we hear an example of these efforts. In the recording from the Penn Sound Collection, a partner affiliate of the Spoken Web Research Network, we hear Pierre Chandel, then host of The Vancouver Show, documented what had happened to Bissett as he chants in the background and reads the poem, The Wonderfulness of the Mounties, Our Secret Police.
The wonderfulness of the Mounties, our secret police. They open our mail, petulantly they burn down barns they can't bug. They listen to our political leaders' phone conversations. What could be less inspiring to overhear? They had me down on the floor till I turned purple. Then my friends pulled them off me. They think breastfeeding is disgusting. Every time we come here to raid this place, you always have that kid on your tit. They tore my daughter's doll's head off looking for dope. One of my more memorable beatings was in the back seat locked inside one of their unmarked cars. They work for the CIA. At night, they drive around and shine their searchlights on people embracing, and with their PA systems, tell them to keep away from the trees. They listen to your most secret farts, rewinding the tape, looking for hidden meaning. Indigestion is a national security risk.
In the poem, the speaker documents the Mounties' surveillance tactics, such as opening people's mail, recording phone calls, expressing how to sex his comments, and physically attacking him. While I've thought about this decade in Bissett's life for many years, and have met with him on several occasions to talk about this time in his life, when we last spoke, he shared a surprising twist to the story. In an oral history interview with him, I shared with Bissett that Pierre-Elliott Trudeau, then Prime Minister, was apparently upset about the accusations against the Canada Council. Bissett was surprised when I told them this, because he recalled attending a dinner at Ottawa's Chateau Laurier, hosted by Trudeau and attended by Queen Elizabeth II. The dinner was supposed to be a showcase of Canada's avant-garde artists, including writers like B.P. Nicol, Carol Bolt, Michael Ondaatje, and Bissett himself. As Bissett told me the story, I learned that his life of being pursued by the Vancouver police and the Mounties, living in secrecy, and facing homophobic attacks in the House of Commons had as a counterpoint an experience of dining with the Queen and explaining slam poetry to her. Oral histories can be incredible sources of twists and turns, and I'm thankful that I've been able to have so many fruitful conversations with Bissett and that he shared this story with me. Here is a story by Bissett about him and his friend Carol Bolt, author of the play One Night Stand, meeting the Queen sometime in the late 1970s. I hope you enjoy listening as much as I did when I first heard this story.
There were a lot of beautiful guys there, and the Queen, Carol Bolt was there. She's since gone to spirit early for a person, and she wrote a great play called One Night Stand.
Okay.
And it got a lot of performances all across Canada. And it was, and she wanted to meet the Queen. I was wearing a powdered, I was wearing a blue tuxedo with a powdered blue shirt, frills going down the middle of it.
I can picture it. Yeah.
And I just loved it. And I was so happy. And no one had gotten anywhere for me to spend the night. I'd forgotten about that. Everyone else, you know. Yeah. And so, anyway, so I wasn't aware yet. And so I was bringing Carol Bolt over to meet the Queen. It's like Pierre Trudeau, it's really short. And I was taller then as well. And I said, Your Majesty, I'd love you to meet Carol Bolt. And she's the author of a wonderful Canadian play called One Night Stand. Do you know where the One Night Stand is? And she said, well, not now, but I did. And then Carol disappeared. I said, good heavens, she's disappeared. And
yeah.
I know there was a Queen that said, good heavens. I said, oh my God, she's not here. She got so shy, she ran away.
Aww.
She couldn't do it. I understood that.
Yeah.
And so then she said, well, what do you do? She said to me, I said, I do sound poetry. And she said, what is that? I said, it was poetry that the main emphasis is on sound. And, you know, just make sounds. The sounds are the enchantment or the experience,
yeah,
rather than the meaning. And she said, oh, that sounds very interesting. And then the Queen was going to leave after a little while after that. We've been reporting a sniper in the lobby or something. And then Carol came back, and she said, I can do it now. I took a deep breath. I said, okay, let's go. And so I went after the Queen, and I touched her on the shoulder, which you're not allowed to do.
Ooh.
Her skin is like smooth,
yeah.
smooth. And And I said, Your Majesty, Carol's here. She said, Oh, blessings, you've reappeared. How excellent. I mean, she was very festive.
Aww.
And it was, yeah, it was a lovely evening.
That was Bill Bissett in conversation with Mathieu Aubin. My thanks to Mathieu for suggesting these audio clips from Spoken Web, Penn Sound, and an oral history interview conducted as part of Mathieu's postdoctoral Spoken Web research. Find out how to listen to all of these recordings and more by visiting spokenweb.ca. Thanks to Hannah McGregor and Stacey Copeland for working with me to produce this mini-sode. My name is Catherine McLeod, and tune in next month for another deep dive into the sounds of the Spoken Web archives.